Here's a question for you. Do you like receiving gifts? Now, who doesn't like receiving gifts? We receive gifts on our birthday, our anniversary, at Christmas, or at other times. Now, what makes a gift a gift? A gift is something that one offers to another without cost. And the Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life. Now, what does this mean? A wage is something you earn and deserve. And if the wages of sin is death, then this means that what we deserve is death, because the Bible says that all of us have sinned and fall short of God's glory. Therefore, all of us deserve eternal death. Now, fortunately, this is not the end of the matter for us. God, because of His great mercy, offers us a solution through Jesus Christ. Jesus paid the penalty for our sin by dying in our place and rising up from the grave, and grants us the possibility of eternal life. Now, the Bible says that the free gift of God is eternal life. In other words, Jesus offers this to us not because we deserve it or because it's due to us by our own merit, but it's because of His graciousness and faithfulness to us. We have earned eternal death, but He offers us the gift of eternal life. Now, of course, in order to receive any gift, we must accept it. Whether it's going down to redeem a coupon for a free gift, or in this case, accepting the gift that God offers, we have to accept it on His terms. According to the Bible, we accept God's free gift of forgiveness through faithful obedience. When Peter preached the gospel in Acts chapter 2, the people asked, "What shall we do?" Now, that's a good question. What shall we do? Now, he went on to give the answer: to repent and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This is how we receive the gift of forgiveness from Jesus Christ.